Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. I'm in the Christmas spirit. How does that sound? Ho, ho, ho.
You've got a pretty interesting Christmas trip coming up. You're heading overseas, aren't you?
Yes, we're actually going to Rome and Madrid. How does that sound?
All right. Have you been there before?
Well, been to Madrid, that's where a lot of my wife's family is. Rome, I really ought to go. My dad was born in Tivoli, right outside of Rome, so we're going to pass over to the ancestral home. So it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, you have a safe trip. Obviously, we're in the Christmas season. It's a joy for Christians and for other folks. And I know you think that folks need to remember that commercialism should never detract from the reason Christmas is celebrated.
Well, I think that's really true. You know, this is the time from the Christian perspective that Christ came to earth to really save human beings, give the opportunity to go to heaven. He was certainly a really good guy, even if a person is not a Christian. I mean, anyone who's saying about do unto others, you would have them do unto you. This that you do to my most vulnerable creatures, you do unto me. To whom much is given, much is expected. The parable of the Good Samaritan. These are all stories to help human beings survive. So whether one is a Christian or not, this was clearly a very good man from any perspective that you look at it.
I think what's interesting, even if you're not a Christian, even if you're an atheist, it's a good time to really take the spin with family and friends, with anyone. We moved into a roomier house, if you will, some months ago. And the cool thing is, not only do I not have to get on the road during the holidays, but our house is a stopping point. And it's just good to visit and spend time with people when you don't have the hustle and bustle. And I think sometimes we forget about that.
I think that's true. We're in a world of so much activity. Like, we were at the Novi Mall, 12 Oaks, over the weekend. And, Tony, I swear, everybody in the state of Michigan was there. That's too much hustle bustle. Kind of exciting in some degree, but this is a time to reflect, to think, kind of a sacred day for whether you are a Christian or if not. It's a time to just reflect and think, who am I, what's my purpose, what am I doing in life, kind of looking for deeper meaning. That's what this time of year can mean if people use the message and just what the whole event is really about.
All right, I got a couple of emails that I had received. One was from a gentleman who is trying to reconnect with his wife. They are a little, and I can't read it because it's written in a herky-jerky fashion, sure. But what I will tell you is that he's still married, has a family, and he's just looking for ways to reconnect with his wife. You have any suggestions?
Well, I believe let's just say that they're Christian, okay, which, of course, most people really are, in spite of what we might think sometimes. I think they can try to use a spiritual. They also, if not, they can be using a renewal. We came together. We loved. We cared for each other. Let's really try to remember the reasons we got together and really try to go back. This is what Marriage Encounters is an example of, about the weekends, where you try to peel away the whatever has happened to separate you, pull you apart, and try to focus on the beginnings, why you're in love, what happened, and really rekindle those feelings. Too many couples live together just in a routine. They get up, they do this, they do that, and they really don't rekindle love, cherish each other for what each is and what the couple has become.
All right. I recently received an email from a close friend who is going through a divorce. The divorce is final, sometime in early January. The couple is still living together. They've got three kids, but they've got some serious challenges, and he is in a position where he doesn't think he can win her back right now, and he doesn't know where to go and what to do. Any suggestions?
Well, I think this is a tough time, particularly during the Christmas, the holiday period. I think right now he just has to let the person know that he wants to get back together, that he cares, and also just to reach out to friends, family, other people during this period to get some support. A lot of times when people are really feeling down, like in this case it sounds like a pretty very, very difficult period, we tend to back off, be alone, and even feel worse during a period like the holiday, during the Christmas period. This is a time that he needs to reach out. If he's a friend of yours, Tony, I would reach out to him. You know, let him know. You know, he certainly has a friend. And encourage him to be looking, seeking, and finding people that can give him support. Very, very difficult, though, because if on the one hand, Christmas is a marvelous time for most people, for some people, particularly those suffering, having a hard time, closed in, isolated, it can be a very difficult period.
Well, this is a challenging situation. It's a guy who lost the trust of his wife because he wasn't open and honest about his financial situation, which could have caused deep peril. So she doesn't trust him. She's now in a position where she can financially support the family, but it has driven them apart. And as opposed, I've suggested to this person that he just make sure he takes care of himself, get himself on stable ground as an individual, as a business person too, and do whatever he can to take care of his kids and not worry about the relationship at this time. But what he does, he's caught spinning his wheels, not only missing what he had, but almost shifting the blame to her and making it more challenged because he won't deal with the issues at hand.
Well, Tony, you'd make a good psychologist. Right? I think what he has to do, if he was breaking trust, if he was lying, deceitful, call it whatever you will, it's clearly time for him to put himself on the correct bearing just to get right himself. He also wants to make sure he meets every responsibility that he can under these circumstances to his children. I think if he can show that he's being truthful, putting his own financial house in order, and then he can make an attempt to get back with this person or learn a lot for a different future situation. Hopefully that can work out. I never say never, you know, in terms of never over until it really is over. So let's hope that that something can work out in that case. But his first priority now is to get himself in order and meet the responsibility of his children.
It seems like the hardest thing to do is to break those patterns, which can make life so tough.
Well, listen, that's what makes, you know, life tough. We're really a pattern of habits and behaviors, and we have to really change them and make them effective one at a time, every day, to have an effective life, Tony.
All right, Dr. Braccio, enjoy your trip. Merry Christmas, and we will talk with you soon.
Listen, Merry Christmas to you and Brittany, your great team over there.